Monday, November 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Harvest has gone well here. We've gotten substantive rains here this fall, but another offshoot of the drought is that the soil profile had the room for it before becoming wet. There may be a few stray cornfields left unharvested to give the pheasants some cover, but most finished the grain harvest. As to the November WASDE report Tuesday, it feels like somewhat of a setup to me. The average trade guesses for yield are just 0.2 of a bushel above the October for both corn and soybeans. I think that the actual trade expectation is more bearish than that. RJO yield estimates for corn and soybeans to Reuters was 174.5, 2 bushels below the October report, and 51 bushels, a half a bushel below October for soybeans. Both of those would be friendly, but then again, they also expect a bearish surprise. The trade is particularly looking for a bearish soybean carryover projection. I think that they are lowballing what they really think so that they can then call it a bearish surprise. It may be bearish compared to compiled published trade estimates, but not against the actual trade sentiment. As a general statement, we are going to be dealing with a much inflated cost structure for 2022. As noted, it is likely one of the biggest year-to-year increases ever seen. Last August, a Farm Futures Farmer Survey showed that farmers intended to plant 1.7% more corn, 3.7% more soybeans, and 5.1% more winter wheat. That was before the price of nitrogen and other fertilizer doubled, adding $100 an acre to the cost of growing corn and $50 an acre to soybeans, according to FarmDoc. Higher new cash rents were also negotiated so that margins deflated for 2022 crops despite higher prices. Using $5 a bushel for corn and $12 for soybeans, corn still held a small advantage over soybeans, but only $38 an acre in northern Illinois, according to FarmDoc. They did not differentiate for corn grown in rotation or corn on corn. My take is that soybeans with best profitability compared to corn on corn. They did not add a value for the nitrogen credit from soybeans for the following crop year. Informa is looking for 930,000 fewer corn acres and 100,000 more soybean acres next year. That would appear to be in the ballpark. USDA and the trade are now offering their updated suggestions as to how these cost changes will impact planted acres. USDA released their updated long-term baseline projections starting for 2022 crop acres Friday. The first crop to claim acres for next year's harvest is winter wheat. USDA predicts that all wheat acreage will climb by 46.7 million acres this year to 49 million. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. USDA looks for reduction in corn acres in their baseline estimates in 2022 to 92 million from 93.3 million this past year because of higher production costs. U.S. corn production is expected to continue to increase over the next decade despite slightly receding acreage. Acreage starts at 92 million acres and then declines in periodic steps to end at 89.5 million. But yield growth is sufficient to offset the decline in area. For soybeans, USDA expects soybean acreage to get rounded up from 87.2 million acres last year to 87.5 next. After prices experienced a recent peak of $12.35 a bushel projected in 21-22, based on renewed export demand and high net returns, prices are projected to decline somewhat sharply to $10.50 a bushel in the 2022-23 period. We would note that there is no sign of an 89-year drought cycle factored into the baseline projections. Everything makes money given higher prices, so there will be competition between crops for acres. There are not a lot of new acres to be brought into production. Some note the available U.S. acres has hit what some describe as a ceiling. Future acreage expansion will occur in Brazil, the Black Seas region, and Africa. USDA forecasts that acres planted to the top 8 major crops will increase from 253.4 to just 255.5 million this next year. CRP acreage was 20.5 million last year, 22.8 in 2022. It will be 27 million acres by 2031 in their long-term projection. They forecast the production will increase, but all coming from higher yields on fewer acres. They predict a 2022 corn yield of 181 bushel per acre. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.